Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you
welcome back. 17 till a little ZZ Top bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Wayne is an original founding member, actually, of our Brain Trust. He's VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI. .org. I encourage you to check out all the things he does there. Wayne, thanks again for being here. We're talking about regulations. That's the world you live in. And Wayne, I have to say, in the 17 years you and I've been working together, regulations are going the wrong way.
I was joking with somebody that the budget of the Heritage Foundation mapped against the growth of government. we spend money trying to advance liberty, but the government still keeps growing. But that's what I hope. When we talked a little bit during the break, this RAINS Act, it stands for Regulations from the Executive in Need of Scrutiny. A better name for it would have been what it used to be called, which was Congressional Accountability Act. Mm-hmm. Congress has delegated too much power, but it did happen this week that on Tuesday, the House passed the RAINS Act to require that all major regulations go back to Congress for an approval. EPA can't just issue its waters rule or its new, there's a whole heap of energy efficiency rules coming down. There are a whole load of automobile industry regulations, the corporate average fuel economy standard.
So this puts some kind of a dampening effect on a president's executive order opportunity?
That's right. It does a little bit. It puts a dampening effect.
And notice, folks, I didn't say President Obama because it says executive.
That's right.
And this is whoever the executive is. President
right.
Bush. President Bush
used
us, he used all presidents use executive orders.
Yeah, the Republicans gave us the Energy Department, the EPA.
President Obama's executive orders are just the ones I'm mad at today, right?
Yeah. Big government is bipartisan, you can put it that way.
That's right.
The interesting thing that this happened, this did pass in the House of Representatives. This is the first time it's passed in the House where we have a Republican Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be very interesting to watch the dynamics on the Senate side. See, right now they're on the Senate.
But this isn't something President Obama's going to like.
He's promised to veto it. I wrote a piece in Forbes yesterday about as soon as it was known that the House was going to take up the bill, his office issued a statement of administration policy, a page-long memo from Obama, and the last line of it was promising a veto.
Mm-hmm.
I say bring it on. I think this needs to be debated in the Senate, and we need to talk about the growth of regulation in labor, education.
Do you think any candidates are going to take this up in the debate?
Yes, because one thing I've noticed...
That's coming up a week from now.
There's a debate a week from... I think it's a week from today, in fact. You're right. One thing I've noticed in a lot of stump-type speeches or speeches around the country, politicians, when they talk about cutting taxes and freedom and all of that, they also now talk about the regulatory state and the things you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the burdens on small business and entrepreneurship. They bring that up now. It's hard for them to get, given that we're several years deep now in a limping economy, and new numbers keep coming out all the time about more businesses going out than coming in,
mm-hmm.
fewer young people than ever starting their own businesses,
yep.
and moving back home and not finding jobs and all that sort of thing. So they have to talk about the regulatory state. It's never going to have the sexiness of the debt or the deficit or Social Security or Medicare. Or Obamacare, but they are having to address it. And I think when Senate takes up this RAINS Act to deal with the major regulations and to force Congress to approve them before they're effective, it'll be an interesting debate because I don't know. I think right now is that with passing the Senate, there are enough Democrats who don't want to go to the mat for the regulatory state who would vote in favor of the RAINS Act, much like long ago they voted in favor of unfunded mandates reform and things like that. So I think you would get a Senate passage, but you're guaranteed an Obama veto.
And probably so not enough means, and not enough Democrats in the Senate to override it.
Exactly. And so I think you have an interesting dynamic there in terms of what will be talked about next year. You know, why are these members or why is this candidate in favor of unelected regulators making law?
The people on the left think that a regulation is their control of evil businesses.
Yeah.
And so they never met a regulation they didn't like.
But they actually think
that money just flows out of a fountainhead for us.
But Jim, nobody is saying no regulation.
That's what irritates me. I've got friends on the left who the anti-business crowd, mm-hmm. who whenever I talk about regulations, their thing to come at me is like I hate, and they start saying things like, oh, so I guess you don't care if you don't get wholesome milk or your meat's not safe. And I'm thinking, come on, people, you're smarter than that. You can come up with a better position than that.
I think the flaw in the thinking is that laissez-faire never meant that businesses could run wild and do what they want.
That's right.
Free markets have never meant that.
No,
capitalism is a new. And free markets are kind of a new human invention. One thing that happens is when you have a new product.
Hey, Wayne, hold on to that thought. That's a profound comment. So hold that one right there. We're going to come back and plug right back in with Wayne Cruz. He and I will be right back. CEI.org. That's his website for Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's a VP over there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ten Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.